It's November. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Scott Sievers, Ruth Carol Cushman, and Steve Jones.
We've come down to Sandstone Ranch out east of Longwood Mountain. We're coming down the trail. We have a regular flock of wild turkeys. I believe they have a roost tree somewhere over here on Spring Gulch. Carol, you had wild turkeys at a campsite once.
Yeah, we were camping below a roost tree, so at night we watched them fly up to the roost tree, and then I sat on the tailgate of the truck in the morning at dawn watching them fly down. Oh, wait, something's happening over here.
Some white-tailed deer jumping through this meadow.
They'll do if we don't get turkeys.
The interesting thing is that turkeys and white-tailed deer seem to associate with each other a lot.
Oh, really?
And it might be as eyes for a predator. Turkeys have the best eyes, so maybe the deer like the turkeys to help them be alerted if a large predator should come, a mountain lion or a bobcat. The turkeys could be up ahead. They could appear at any time. What we could do is go over to the eastern hills where the turkeys have been foraging on the restored grassland.
Wild turkeys were hunted to near extinction, and the numbers in the U.S. plummeted to around 20,000 during the 1930s. But after the reintroduction, they're over 7 million now.
Haven't seen any turkeys yet, but we could start heading back and maybe we'll run into the turkey flock. It's kind of funny, you'll be just walking along and you won't suspect it, and you'll turn around and the flock of turkeys might be right behind you.
Yeah, here comes the deer
across. Running. Why are they running? And they've got their white tails up. The white-tailed deer, when they hold that tail up like that with a big banner, they're usually alerting to something. What it might be out here would be a coyote. We just came across a big pile of scat with lots of fur in it.
It looks like it's twisted a little.
There has been a mountain lion out here. Your dogs don't eat a lot of fur, and there's a ton of fur in this.
I mean, I think it could be just a huge coyote.
It could be a very big coyote, yes.
Or
exactly.
It could be a mountain lion. It's not twisted as much as I'd hope a mountain lion scat would be, but man, that's a big pile.
Well, we didn't see any wild turkeys, but we certainly saw lots of other things. We saw deer. We saw the last remnants of fall into winter. Although we didn't see any wild turkeys, I bet they're here, and I bet they saw us.
Scott Sievers, Ruth Carol Cushman, and Steve Jones are friends and Boulder naturalists.